New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. To order, check your selections and mail the enclosed order form with this cassette. Call 1-800-458-3271 or order online at https://libraries.idaho.gov/tbs/current-books/spring-2009. Note, please rewind the talking books before you return them. VCT-1118, Challenge the Wind, author Christine Echevarria Bender, read by Carla Stern. Experience 1492 through the eyes of a young Basque adventurer. Domingo Laca, born to a family of whalers, feels the calling of the sea and hopes to sail to distant waters. He believes his dreams have been realized when he is invited to join Christopher Columbus on his voyage across the vast Atlantic Ocean. The young sailor and his fellow explorers soon learn that the New World and its inhabitants are far from what they expected. Three cassettes, adult fiction. VCT-1119, Idaho Snapshots, author Rick Just, read by Sue Vapp. A compilation of true stories from the popular radio series of the same name. This book includes information on state symbols, geology, natural resources, wildlife, mining, agriculture, history, and biographies. One cassette, adult nonfiction. VCT-1120, The Saints of God's Country, author Edward Craner, read by Marion Stevens. A severe forest fire in the summer of 1910 serves as the backdrop for this novel set in the logging town of St. Mary's, Idaho. Centered on a group of young adults about to make their way into the larger world, the book draws from the colorful lore of riverboat commerce, the struggle to make a life by logging the land, and the formation of the railroads, with the added drama of men and women fighting one of the most devastating natural disasters in recorded history. Two cassettes, adult fiction. VCT-1121, Echoes from the Ada County Courthouse, 1938-2001. Author, Arthur Hart, read by Marion Stevens. Building the Art Deco structure of the Ada County Courthouse in Boise, Idaho, during the Great Depression, gave hope in a time of despair to the many people who were employed in its construction and adornment. Judges, lawyers, clerks, and others tell of the importance the building has had in the lives of the people who worked and did business there over 63 years of use. One cassette, adult nonfiction. VCT-1122, My Mother Can Beat Up Your Father, author Danny Langdon, read by Nicole Albertson. Widowed in 1946 at the age of 34, Marion Langdon became the rare woman who competed and succeeded in a man's world. The instant owner and operator of a scrap metal business, she not only used a cutting torch in this rough business, but raised 9 children, contributed to her community of Twin Falls, Idaho, and was Idaho's Mother of the Year. Marion's story, told by her youngest son, is filled with fascinating tales of mid-20th century Idaho and serves as an inspiration for all of us today. Two cassettes, adult nonfiction. VCT-1123, Something's Cooking, The First Angie Amalfi Mystery, author Joanne Pence, read by Marion Stevens. The first of the Angie Amalfi Mystery series, add one spicy gourmet chef food writer, a tasty homicide cop, and a course of deadly murders. Shake well and sprinkle with arms, smugglers, and lethal food fanatics, and you end up with a delectable recipe for a great murder mystery. 2 cassettes, adult fiction, some sexual content. VCT-1124, Train of Innocence, The Story of the Kennedy Train, author Everell Cummins, read by Susan Johnson. In 1862, Iowa farmer John Knox Kennedy led a wagon train into the Walla Walla Valley of Washington to settle and farm the valley's deep, rich topsoil. These innocent farmers were unprepared for the rigors of military-style discipline Kennedy insisted on, or the possibility of vicious weather and hostile natives. Their diaries and memoirs survived, and the author has woven them together to provide a picture of what life was like on an eventful wagon train crossing. 2 cassettes, adult fiction. VCT-1125. On the Road, 20 Great Day Trips from McCall. Author Kathy Hill. Read by Tracy Lee. From Big Creek to Bear, Stibnite to the Seven Devils, all back roads from McCall lead to central Idaho's richest history and finest scenery. This book not only gives you the directions to 20 great day trips around McCall, it also relates the history of each site. Here is the information you need to enjoy the area's natural beauty and vibrant history. 2 cassettes, adult nonfiction. VCT-1127. Idaho's Bunker Hill, The Rise and Fall of a Great Mining Company, 1885 to 1981. Author Catherine Aiken. Read by Lana Thurston. Based on painstaking research, this book is a complex history of the Bunker Hill Company, Northern Idaho's famous mining and smelting operation. It's the story of the relentless chase for corporate profits, volatile labor management relations, the poisoning of the surrounding landscape, and the workers' persistent struggle to protect their health and safety in the face of the company's bottom-line management practices. 2 cassettes, adult nonfiction. VCT-1128. Pioneer Voices of Priest Lake. Author Chris Smith. Read by Sue Vapp. This collection of oral histories is a fascinating window into the past of Priest Lake, Idaho. Pioneer Leonard Paul's recollections are enhanced with the addition of the next generation of lake voices captured through the Priest Lake Museum Oral History Project, begun in 1983. This book offers glimpses of Priest Lake before World War II through the words of those who experienced it. 1 cassette, adult nonfiction. VCT-1129, Sasquatch, Legend Meets Science. Author Jeff Meldrum. Read by Julie Ifla. For centuries, people have seen a large, man-like creature in the woods of North America. Scholars and scientists dismiss these reports as nonsense and folklore. Now, open-minded investigators are taking another look at what may really be going on in the Northwest. Objective and level-headed, this book is the definitive summation of everything we know about one of the enduring puzzles of cryptozoology, a great American mystery. 3 cassettes, adult nonfiction. VCT-1130. The Deep Dark, Tragedy and Redemption in America's Richest Silver Mine. Author Greg Olson. Read by Susan Johnson. For nearly a century, Kellogg, Idaho was home to America's richest silver mine, the Sunshine Mine. Despite the risk, the promise of good money, and the intense bonds of friendship brought men back year after year. On May 2, 1972, 174 miners entered Sunshine Mine on their daily quest for silver when thick black smoke began pouring from one of the air shafts. A vivid and haunting chapter in the history of working-class America, this is one of the great rescue stories of the 20th century. Idaho Library Association Book of the Year, 2005. 3 cassettes, adult nonfiction. VCT-1131. Forged in Fire, Essays by Idaho Writers. Editor, Mary Clearman Blue. Read by Colette Kalman. Featuring essays by both established and novice writers, and including 2 prize-winning stories, this book covers topics from escaping forest fires and smoke jumping to fighting house fires and making campfires. The authors deal with human responses to fire, fear, courage, sadness, and the environmental response of regeneration. 2 cassettes, adult nonfiction.